From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was fired November 5th from his position as Zimbabwe's vice president, will be sworn in later today as president, ending 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned earlier in the week. VOA's Mariama Diallo reporting now from the Washington News Center.
With newspaper headlines marking the end of the Mugabe era, Zimbabweans are already moving on.
What happened before is past. What we need is to forgive each other and build this country again and bring sanity and unity.
The new leadership should create jobs and employment. We do not expect the new leadership to be corrupt. That would disappoint people.
Former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa told supporters that he needs help not just from the Zimbabweans, but from everyone after he's sworn in as president. The international community is pledging support for a new course after Mugabe's divisive and controversial rule.
Mariama Diallo reporting. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return home of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who had fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. The development follows comments from U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in which he said violence in Rakhine State targeting the Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. The search today for three U.S. sailors missing in the Philippine Sea since an American Navy aircraft crashed this week, well, it has ended. The transport aircraft was traveling toward the USS Ronald Reagan when it crashed. Eight people were rescued quickly and are in good condition. The rescue had continued afterwards. This is VOA News. Argentina's Navy is reporting an apparent explosion occurred near the time and place one of its submarines went missing. This is a development that prompted some relatives of the 44 crew members to say they had lost all hope for a rescue. A Navy spokesperson says the search will continue until they are certain about the fate of the submarine and its crew. A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least eight people, wounding 16 others. Islamic State, through its propaganda media wing Amaq, took credit for the bombing, saying it killed and wounded more than 50 people. The fourth Thursday of each November is known as Thanksgiving Day in the U.S. Families get together, eat hearty meals, offer thanks for their blessings. President Trump took advantage of the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday to speak to members of the U.S. Armed Forces. He applauded their work around the world, especially their fight against the Islamic State, also known as ISIS.
The fight against ISIS, it's coming our way. Big difference. A lot of things have happened. They say we've made more progress against ISIS than they did in years of the previous administration. And that's because I'm letting you do your job. You're performing more than 1,000 missions over the skies of Iraq and Syria in the last 4 months. We're very, very proud of you. And believe me, everybody in this country is watching, and they're seeing positive reports for change instead of the neutral and negative reports. It's all positive.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump also visited members of the U.S. Coast Guard in the state of Florida. They took a Thanksgiving Day meal to them and then returned to their private estate in Florida to celebrate the holiday. The holiday season officially kicks off here in the U.S. That's when they go. People go to malls and such places to shop. Here's VOA's Mel Arcega.
Retailers estimate close to 164 million Americans, almost 70% of the U.S. population, will go shopping over the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. If those numbers hold up, NationalToday.com, which tracks the commercial implications of various holidays and events around the world, say Black Friday 2017 could be the biggest yet.
Black Friday comes on the Friday after Thanksgiving in the U.S. China cutting import tariffs on a range of consumer goods amid pressure from the United States, Europe, and other governments for better access to growing domestic market in China. You can get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.